Zahara Zinnia are great choices for fall color in the landscape today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
When choosing summer annuals, Zahara Zinnia are tough to beat, especially because they will continue to look good through the fall season. They are tolerant of droughty conditions and have resistance to powdery mildew that can plague other zinnia varieties. The selections in the Zahara series are well-branched and will grow up to 18 inches tall and equally wide. There is a wide range of colors from white to coral rose. A favorite of mine is Starlight Rose. This bicolor selection has white petals with a splash of deep rose shining from the center. The deep rose coloration is variable, though. Perhaps the most exciting are the double flower selections. Double Cherry has deep magenta blooms, while Double Fire is a hot scarlet orange. Each have centers that lighten as the flowers mature. Zahara Zinnia should be planted in the landscape in the full sun. A key feature of these plants is that the flower color does not bleach out when grown in bright sunlight. Amend the planting bed with 3 to 4 inches of good quality compost to create a well-drained soil with good fertility. A 2 to 3 inch layer of mulch after planting will help to preserve soil moisture. Even though Zahara Zinnia are tolerant of droughty conditions, during periods of extreme drought, supplemental irrigation needs to be applied. Overhead irrigation should be avoided. The use of soaker hoses or other drip-type systems is a superior and more efficient method to maintain soil moisture. Planting Zahara Zinnia is one way to help make the fall landscape more beautiful. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.